Welcome to I Don't Need That Yet, the podcast where we explore the journey of families navigating the delicate balance of caring for a loved one who needs support. I'm your host, Lisa, a seasoned nurse with over 20 years of experience specializing in elder care and caregiving. Through my years of practice, I've witnessed the challenges, the triumphs, and poignant moments that come with supporting aging loved ones. In each episode, we'll dive into candid conversations with experts, caregivers, and families, shedding light on the complexities of aging, the healthcare system, and the emotional journey of caregiving. Whether you're facing difficult decisions about long-term care options, advice on navigating healthcare bureaucracies, or simply looking for a supportive community to lean on, I Don't Need That Yet is here to provide insight, empathy, and practical guidance. Join me as we embark on this compassionate journey together, because even if we think we don't need it yet, understanding and preparing for the challenges of caregiving can make all the difference when the time comes. Thank you for tuning in to I Don't Need That Yet, and let's navigate this journey of care and caregiving with compassion and grace. Okay, you have a loved one that has just been diagnosed with dementia. It's an overwhelming diagnosis, both for you and the person who's just been diagnosed. Here are some steps you can take when a loved one's been diagnosed. The first step I would say is to educate yourself. Take the time to learn about dementia, specifically the one that your loved one has. Make sure you have a clear understanding of their particular diagnosis. There are many different types of dementia, and that means there are very specific types of symptoms based on that dementia. You want to know what the treatment plan could be, what symptoms you should be watching for, and what a normal progression looks like. Just understand that the condition can best, the more you understand about the condition, the better the support and care you can give your loved one. Seek medical guidance. Schedule a follow-up with the healthcare provider, allowing some time for you to think about all of your questions and quote research and go back and make sure you have a clear picture of what the next steps are. Discuss treatment options, management strategies, and also future care planning. The physician's a good place to start this journey. You're going to need some experts along the way in other areas. Be clear to communicate with your loved one. Have open and honest conversations about the diagnosis, fear. Take time to be sensitive and empathetic, and reassure them that you're going to be there through this journey if you choose to do that, and I hope you do. Make sure to address legal and financial matters. I cannot stress this step enough. At some point, it is highly possible that your loved one's cognitive impairment will be to the point that they cannot do basic decision-making, including financial bill paying. If the proper legal devices are not in place, it's a very costly and expensive next step to get your loved one a guardian. If you do this early on in the diagnosis, even when there's already clear memory loss, there are some individual ways that the person still has the ability to make decisions and appoint someone for when they are not able. It's a very important component. And as a nurse, I can tell you, seeking the advice of an elder law attorney early on in this process is probably the best and least expensive advice I can give you. Make sure to create a support network around this diagnosis. Reach out to family, friends, and caregivers. Maybe even a church. I highly recommend a support group for the caregiver. That it could include you even if you're not providing care at this point. It will allow you to have other family members going through the same journey to be there for you and really, truly empathize with what you're dealing with. There are many across the counties that you live in and within your state. And if you're in a very remote rural location, there are also ones on phones and virtually. Develop a care plan is the next step. Work with your loved one and their healthcare team to develop a comprehensive care plan that addresses their physical, emotional, and social needs. Consider factors such as safety measures, medication management, daily routines, and social engagement. Just because you have a diagnosis doesn't mean that you are the diagnosis. You're so much more than that. The next step, I just want you all to visualize. The moment someone gets a diagnosis of impairment, such as dementia, there is a really common cultural practice to call them the demented, the confused, and no longer include them in consideration of the process. Promoting independence is one of the best things you can do. And just because their brain has some changes from the disease does not mean that there isn't things that they can still do. So allow them to do as much as possible, but always ensure safety and well-being. Make sure the home environment is safe and you're reducing any potential hazards for danger. Okay. So I've sounded a little clinical right now. Let's be honest. You might have found this podcast simply because you're driving home from the doctor's office and you feel like your brain is going to shut down. There might be a tear in your eye. You might not even know the right words to say. I'm going to try to walk you through this. I want you to be patient and compassionate with yourself and with the person who's gotten the diagnosis. I am pretty sure if you're at the point of getting the diagnosis, there was some clear changes that both you and the individual already were seeing. And having a name to what they're feeling can be helpful. There's going to be a grieving process through this, and everybody handles their grief differently. So be patient and compassionate and careful not to snap. You may need a little time by yourself away from the other person so you can feel comfortable. And last, take care of yourself. Caring for your loved one with dementia can be emotionally and physically taxing. I want you to take time for self-care activities. Make sure your own health is in order and your own well-being is thought of. Seek support from others, and remember that you absolutely cannot provide effective care if you're not taking care of you. Plan for the future. Anticipate that the changes are going to happen and that care needs are going to go up. And look at what that looks like now before it becomes really troublesome. An expert such as our company, K-Care, but any others around you, they're able to look at what's going on and help you project or pre-plan what a future could look like, including costs, locations, and whatnot. I highly recommend this as you're seeking the next steps in life. By taking these proactive steps and seeking support from a healthcare provider, a professional such as a care manager or a placement navigator, you are going to be able to manage this next phase in life. And I promise you, I have literally personally witnessed thousands of families who have navigated this with dignity, love, compassion, and have come out the other side smiling. My name is Lisa Doyle. This is my podcast, I Don't Need That Yet. And I'm talking about a tough discussion of just finding out about dementia. If that's you or your loved one, my heart goes out to you. For more information, go to our link at www.caycare.com/online-intake, and we can help you individually. If you'd like to take one of our online or in-person classes, you can go to our main website, www.caycare.com, and find the caregiver classes. We look forward to supporting you. Check out the I Don't Need That Yet pre-planners class and also the skilled transition, taking a loved one home who needs care. I look forward to talking to you until next time. Stay safe, stay beautiful, stay kind.
Whether you're a caregiver, a family member, or simply curious about aging and care, I Don't Need That Yet is the podcast for you, where you can be informed, uplifted, and empowered. Subscribe to I Don't Need That Yet on your favorite podcast platform and join us on this journey of care and caregiving today.